Yesterday was the Laneway Festival, and Atiriano went there because he's such an urban dude. You know what I mean? We had our free Māori concerts out there, but he went to the Laneway, dressed up to the nines, swanning around. It was cool, from all accounts. Now, the Laneway Festival was held yesterday at Western Springs, but joining the lineup was Rehe Kōrero, which is a group of rangatahi Māori spoken word poets out of Ngā Punua Wairea. It was the first time there'd been a slam poetry performance at Laneway, and Billy McCarthy's kindly with us for a kōrero. Billy hails from the north, from Ngāpuhi. He's 18. And he's with us today to talk about spoken word and the rōpū that were part of Laneway yesterday. Billy, tēnā koe, ko te o tēnā.
Oh, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Billy. Hey, it's really taken a life of its own, slam poetry, and maybe for some of our older listeners, they might not even be familiar with the kaupapa here, but it does give our people a voice and an unthreatening way to air their thoughts. Talk with us about the group out of your kuranga, Punua Wairea, the Māori spoken word rōpū. This is the first time it's been held at Laneway. How did your rōpū come to be together, Billy?
Well, it started off with the two girls in the group, Koromiko and Piramina, and they had been doing it all through school. And then in the last year, they had some members of their team drop out, and then I was asked by my teacher, and Milana, our youngest member, was asked, and we all just came together, and we all had the same ideas and the same kaupapa that we wanted to get across, and so we just started writing, and we just went to our first gig, went to our first competition, took it out, and from there we've just been writing more and spreading more and performing more, and we hope to just keep on doing that until enough of what we need to say is heard by everyone.
Tēnā koe. It's a cool kaupapa too. It's uncensored, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Frontline Slam Poetry Competition, because the rōpū out of Ngā Punua Wairea, they competed against hundreds of poets from across Tamaki Makaurau. It's the largest poetry event in the country, but you were successful there. Why do you think you were?
I think we were most successful there because of I think our performance and I think intention behind it. We picked topics that were real close to us and meant a whole lot to us, and so just with all the emotion that we felt saying our poetry, I think it just upped our performance just that little bit extra and just made it just made it more entertaining, more got the message across better. I think that's the deciding factor at the poetry slams. It's all the performance, because everything that everybody writes, I think, is great. But I think it's just how you can convey all those things on the microphone.
Tēnā koe. How many are in the rōpū?
Just four of us. So, and there's
are the two wahine still there? Piramina?
Yep. So there's me, Billy, there's Koromiko and Piramina, and we just graduated from Ngā Punua Wairea last year, so we're all 18, and then there's Milan, and he's 14 at the moment, and he'll be year 11 at Wairea now.
Cool. I hope you're able to continue this. It's a great, you know, it's like I think of comedy too, Billy, because you can touch on very contentious subjects in a comedic routine that you probably wouldn't be able to broach out in Civvy Street. And in poetry, there exists this same unfiltered area you can work in. So our people warm to it. We're good with words. We're good with rhythm and rhyme. So I'm not surprised that the rōpū has enjoyed some success. Talk with us about some of the issues contained in your segment yesterday. How long was it? What sort of issues did you touch on at Laneway?
It was about 25 minutes, and we came on and we did about, I think, six poems. Our first one was called Ngahu. It was about the loss of language that us as Māori experienced through colonization, and that was from me, Piramina and Koromiko. And then the second one was from Milan. Oh no, the second one was from the two girls, and that was Manawahine, and that was just talking about the weird Manawahine and how important everybody's mothers and daughters, and it's just all the women in everybody's lives, how important that is, and the importance of Manawahine. The next one was by Milan, and that was his name poem, and that was how he expressed how he feels as a being brown, and how that's affected him, and what he's had to go through, and what people around him and his community has had to go through for the color of their skin. And then the next one was called Tupuna. That was me and two girls again, and we just touched on the stories of three of our ancestors, three of our tupuna, Honeheke, Te Whiti O Rongo Mai, and Tina Kupa. Then we went to Milan again. He did one on diabetes. And then our last one was a new one called Waitangi, and it was about Te Tiriti, the treaty, and all the political situation that we're in right now.
Brilliant. How did it go down? What did the crowd think of it? It sounds exciting when you speak of it this way. Did it resonate well with the audience at Laneway yesterday?
Yeah. Everybody seemed to love it. And, a lot of people in the crowd had actually come to see us, which was a very nice surprise. But there was a couple of people who had just been walking across, and they had heard us speaking, and they came along to have a listen, and they ended up staying the whole way through. And I think everybody really liked it.
That's awesome. Congratulations. It's such a wonderful skill. Could you share a little bit of what you spoke of yesterday? Let's look at the issues of Waitangi only, because it's right front and centre in the press, yesterday being Waitangi Day. I know you haven't got Koromiko and Piramina with you, but might you be able to just freestyle a little bit of what you spoke of when you had your turn with the mic, Billy?
Would you like me to just read a segment of the poem?
Yeah, that'd be great. Please do.
Yeah, okay. I'll pull it out now. Okay, can you hear me on the?
Yeah, we're hearing you large and loud. So this is just spoken word. There's no backbeats. There's no instrumentation. There's no bells. No whistles, eh?
Yeah, but it's just all our voices on the mic.
Ka pai, bro. Call it all mine.
Yeah, I'll just read. Okay. Her Queen Majesty is an alien. Ration her veggies. Distribute her goods amongst the people and tell them this is what they asked for when they signed in ink, written in blood, carved into our history in the land wars that followed. The web of deception that was woven to suck the life out of our whenua, bury the bodies within it, built a beehive on top of it, city-sized urupa with skyscrapers for headstones, named after dead generals who've never set foot in this country. We gambled our lives through legislations and laws. The treaty was a double-edged sword piercing through our here. But it wasn't meant to be this way. Waitangi was meant to be a conversation to bring peace, to prevent decades of conflict, but the promise of New Zealand, only written so England could beat France in a colonial rat race. The treaty did not change how they treated us. And that's just the opening to it.
As I say, it's an opportunity to really touch on some very important and at times contentious subjects. Poetry allows for that. What about your mahi going forward, Billy? Working in this way suggests an air of confidence that you carry, and I'm hoping that will help in whatever career decisions you make or directions life takes you now. But you've left school. It's a pretty difficult time for young people too, sometimes unsure of the next step. What plans do you have for this year and beyond, Ewa?
For me personally, just performing. Performing whenever I can, performing in poetry, we're performing at Splore next, I'll be doing some TV work, I'll be going over to London to go perform at the Globe stage.
What do you mean you're going to London to perform at the Globe stage?
Last year I got signed up for a Shakespeare competition. True. And it was a whole new experience for me, but I was able to take out the regional competition and win a couple of awards at the Nationals, and then I was selected to go to London to go perform over there. So hopefully that can take me into a career of performing.
Well, I'll tell you, you've got this beautiful confidence, man, at 18. I think it's remarkable. The kupu, the words, the way they roll, you know, has a rhythm. It creates an interest. I was unaware at the start of our kōrero too, Billy, about your Shakespearean success. But when you look at some of the material that you learnt in, to perform Shakespeare, did that provide some inspiration that you've been able to utilise too in the creation of your pieces of poetry?
Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely say so. I'd say also in the performance as well. But, yeah, the way that Shakespeare can weave his words and can almost, he has the rhythm to it, and we try to, like, use that rhythm in our poetry to try to keep it going so it doesn't fall off, and also so it stays in our heads.
Fantastic. I'd like to acknowledge the wahine who stood beside you to make up the rōpū, Rehe Kōrero. You've mentioned their names too, and I'm really interested to see what happens going forward for Kore Miko and Pirimina. And then we've got young Milan, who's obviously 4 years younger than you guys, but yet and possesses a wonderful talent. How do you think this might grow within the kura you've just left at Te Punua Waiorea? Do you think that we'll see more poets being encouraged to stand and deliver?
Yeah, I really hope so. I think Milan, I mean, for the young age of 14, he's so talented and mature, and he really gets the art form. And I think by setting the standard that we did of if you give it enough effort, poetry can take you to many places. And I think with Milan there as a base, I think this year we should have a lot more rangatahi, a lot more new people come in and then carry on the legacy of spoken word and Ngāpuna Waiorea.
Well, Billy, I love the confidence you're displaying, but not whakahihi. I don't mean that. Just, you know, words are powerful and they can affect real change. So it's great to know that we've got somebody committed to that art form. All the best with this Shakespearean opportunity, and looking forward to see how life pans out for you. And, you know, hoping all your dreams of being involved in the performing arts or artistic field are realised in time. But congratulations again for the mahi that you and the team put together for Laneway yesterday, and thank you for sharing some of what you're about and some of your goals with us here on Irirangi Wāte. It's been a pleasure meeting you, Billy. Ngā mihi.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tēnā koe, my bro.
Yeah, ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.